Tulsi Gabbard joins me now. Tulsi, it's always great to see you. There is something very bizarre going on in America right now. Normally, the ship of state is very hard to steer. It's like the Titanic. Yet in nothing flat, all our key agencies in the so-called intelligence community have turned on a dime and decided that the biggest threat to America is domestic extremism, whatever that is.
This is the danger of the direction where we seem to be headed, and the fact that these terms, these broad targets that they're pointing out, really are not being clearly defined at all. And instead of doing the right thing in our government and in Congress, Democrats and Republicans are both responsible for this, doing the right thing and saying, hey, let's get rid of those things so that we are actually upholding our Constitution. Instead of doing that in the wake of January 6th, you have Democrats and Republicans saying, you know what? What we need is to pass more laws that further infringe on our civil liberties, that further allow for mass surveillance on Americans. And so this points to exactly the wrong direction that our leaders in our country are dangerously headed.
Oh, that we would have more Democrats like Tulsi Gabbard. Heck, I'd take some Republicans that thought like
really.
Her. You know what I mean, Janet? She's saying, this whole idea of just in a blanket statement calling everyone that was involved a domestic terrorist on January 6th and that we need to pass more laws is just a bunch of bunk. You know, she's no longer in the Congress. Makes me wonder what she's,
she's up to.
Yeah, what she's up to.
Yeah.
You know? She'd be a good Republican. I don't know if she could make it as a Republican though, out there in Hawaii.
Well,
pretty blue.
Well, I don't agree with her on everything, but
right. But
on many things, we do agree. That's for sure. Yeah. Well, it's Friday.
It's Friday.
Hey, guess what kind of Friday it was?
What kind of Friday was it?
It was a three possum morning for me. Yeah. I saw not one, not two, but three possums on my drive-in.
Wow.
They were really cute.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
Saw some deer, too, but I saw three possums.
I saw three.
I was pretty excited.
I saw three deer on the side of the road doing this.
You didn't.
It's called Deer Awesome Weekend, and they're living. They're working just trying not to get run over by Janet Rose.
I was gonna say my possums weren't nearly that animated. Not nearly.
Oh my gosh.
Well,
we got a full day today.
We do.
Holy cow.
Lots of visitors in the studio.
Yeah,
today.
A lot of texts flying back and forth after the show yesterday.
Right.
Yesterday afternoon, yesterday evening.
Yeah,
my
it was
goodness
pretty
gracious.
Crazy.
A lot happening.
It's gonna make for a good Friday though.
Yeah, I think so.
Our thought of the day today. I had your wife in mind with this one.
Okay. All right.
Desiring less is even more valuable than owning less.
Wow.
How about that?
Wow.
See, that's when you know you've really reached the pinnacle of living more simply.
Okay.
Is when you're desiring less.
I wonder if Fred Sanford ever...
No.
Never reached that.
More is better. That was his philosophy. More junk is always better.
That was such a good show.
Yeah. So desiring less is even more valuable than owning less.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Our text number is 434-248-0704. We like it if you text in a guess with our Mind Jam trivia.
Yeah.
Let's see how you do on this one.
I'm digging this one. This popular American condiment contains titanium dioxide, which is used in sunscreen. What is that condiment?
I don't know, but I think a lot of people are going to be rethinking it at this point.
Now that you gave me the answer on this one.
Yeah.
And I'll try not to blurt it.
Very good. Popular American condiment contains titanium dioxide, which is used in sunscreen.
Yeah.
What is the condiment? Well, I mean, at least, you know, at least your tongue will never get burned. So you got that going for you.
Well, this
I
is
guess.
True. I'm just curious what the, I'm going to find out. Ooh,
Okay, focus now. Don't go down a bunny ramp. Don't go down a bunny trail.
I'm just looking for the the whatchamacallit. I can't find the chemical, you know, name for it.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
All right.
It's just called chemical formula. TIO.
So if you see that on your listed in your ingredients,
you may want to avoid it.
Just know, on this day in history, in 1865, Confederate General Robert E. Lee and 26,765 troops surrender at Appomattox Courthouse to U.S. Lieutenant General Ulysses S. Grant, ending the Civil War.
Just down the road from us, that happened, which is just mind-blowing. I love going down there, by the way, because you do get in a time capsule and a time warp of sorts when you go down and look around and you see the video and you go to the different houses. It's a pretty neat experience.
Well, and I like the way that they word it, you know, and yes, you do see Confederate flags, and yes, you do, you know, they do talk about, because that was in the heart of the Confederacy, really. But it says Appomattox, Virginia, where our country reconciled. And that's how we should be looking at it.
Yeah.
We don't. That's
right.
How we should be looking at it.
Yeah. Okay. So in 1939, Marina Anderson sings.
Marion.
Sings before 75,000 people at the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C.
And all right. We had
microphones in place when that happened.
Did you?
Yeah.
You have her?
Yeah, I have her right here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. So Marian Anderson was really, I guess, the first famous Black American opera singer. And this would absolutely ruin my bid for governor, because when I was in the third grade, I was Marian Anderson.
Really?
In a play. There's a picture of me holding my sign. Representing Marian Anderson.
Wow.
Yeah, so you know I'd get in trouble for that.
Yeah, because
how could I honor?
How dare you?
How dare I do that?
So the wrong color.
Yeah.
On your skin there.
Yep. But I did third grade.
1950, Bob Hope's first TV appearance. And it has Frank Sinatra in it.
Really?
Just wonderful, and I really owe you an apology.
Really?
After I saw you on the screen, I have to throw away a lot of skinny jokes. No, I mean it sincerely. You have a body, and you're breathing and everything. You do. And just think, last week I called you the pooped-out pinza.
What?
The pooped-out pinza.
Nice.
Both of them very young in that picture. I'll tell you what, Frank was a handsome young man. My gosh.
Oh, for sure.
He was the heartthrob, no doubt about it.
Yes, he was the man, no doubt. In 1963, Winston Churchill becomes the first honorary U.S. citizen.
John F. Kennedy gives him that honor.
But no statement or proclamation can enrich its name now. The name Sir Winston Churchill is already legend.
Our past is the key to our future. Mr. President, your action illuminates the theme of unity of the English-speaking peoples, to which I have devoted a large part of my life.
Yeah.
I watched Churchill's Secret. It was on Masterpiece, but it talks about, you know, he had a really severe stroke. And they were basically hiding it from the world.
Wow.
And it was interesting. If you're a history buff, it's definitely worth a watch.
The movie Churchill is just really amazing, too.
Well, deals specifically with that period of time, and the nurse who helped him have a pretty remarkable recovery. A lot of people would not have recovered from the series of strokes that he had had.
Wow.
But he did.
Now, that's something you can get, like, you can go find it and pull it.
Yeah, it's on Prime.
Prime, okay.
Yeah, good stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, we got birthdays today.
Yeah.
Oh, Ma Walton's birthday today. Actress Michael Lerner is 81.
Ma, would you like some cornbread?
Yes. This food is good.
Thank you very much, La. I hope you'll come to church with us on Sunday, La, and to the bazaar.
I don't go to church.
Don't you believe in God?
He didn't say that. He just doesn't go to church.
What do you believe in, La?
Yeah, that, she just had that beautiful lilty. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, not overtly Southern, but just they did a good job with her.
Yeah,
for sure. Also having a birthday today. Country singers are big today.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Margo Smith is 78 years old.
Now, I did this just for you, Janet.
Did you?
Yeah. The Tennessee Yodel.
Oh.
That is,
you know,
talent.
It is. You know, I was really upset. I was on a show called You Can Be a Star on the Nashville Network.
I remember
that show. When I was in high school.
Wow.
And I came in second to a yodeler.
Oh, no. So you have a thing against yodelers.
I don't. And let me tell you something. He didn't yodel anything like Margo Smith.
So, oh, it was a male yodeler?
It was a male yodeler.
Oh, wow.
And I'm just like, this is the lamest thing ever. How on earth? Am I losing to a yodeler? I think it's because Sons of the Pioneers could not yodel and they were envious, maybe. I don't know.
Is there video available of that? Did you get a videotape of your performance?
Yeah.
And the yodeler?
And the yodeler.
Well, I think we should let our audience make the decision. Bring that in one day and I'll fire up the VCR.
Well, my daddy kept it, that's for sure.
Oh, wow.
Also, having a birthday today, I love this guy.
Mm-hmm.
It's a country singer, Hal Ketchum. Okay, you did a good job on that one. That was
Thanks.
A good one.
Small town, you guys don't understand the pressure I'm under when,
especially
when I pull
this a country
audio.
Artist.
I know. So I got Janet's approval today on that one. Anyway.
Yeah, look at you.
Yeah.
I mean, you brought back a little PTSD with the yodeler, but that's okay. I'll be all right.
Oh, Lordy. This next one is a comedian, Jimmy Tingle, 65 years old today.
Okay.
Listen, this is a pretty good
bit. I don't remember him.
It's Friday Funnies. You're getting a little tease early.
My aunt is 93 years old. She can't shop for food. Now she's going to do comparative shopping on the web for health insurance. I can see her now. I can see her now. Hello, Rita? Rita, this is Auntie Joan. Rita, Blue Cross Blue Shield is having an early bird special on hips.
On hips.
On hips. Wow.
Wow.
Okay. Also having a birthday, country musician Dave Ennis. He's from Restless Heart.
Because I die a little each time when she cries.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, don't be disappointed. Just wait for our rejoin here in a little
bit. Restless Heart had so many good songs.
Yeah. That song, when you hear the beginning of that song, if you close your eyes to When She Cries, you think you're listening to Glenn Frey from the Eagles. I swear.
Yeah, I can see that.
Just like Glenn Frey.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Also having a birthday today, actress Cynthia Nixon. She turns 54.
Sex in the City.
Yeah. Let's make it quick. I've got a baby downstairs getting over the chicken pox.
I have a cataract.
And suddenly, Miranda wasn't so bored in her board meeting.
Hi, I'm Miranda Hobbs.
Hi.
And this is everybody else.
And I'm Robert Leeds, but you probably know that already, along with my social security number and my jacket size.
She was all giddy.
She was a little smitten there.
She was.
And then finally, birthday-wise, we have Food Network personality Sunny Anderson. I love her.
Yeah.
She's 45.
I put on a piece of parchment paper and then right over the top, buttering that as well. Now, I've got two sticks of butter in my stand mixer here with a cup and a half of sugar. I'm just going to cream them and get them ready for the batter.
You know where I love her
the most? That thing is creaming for its life over there. Wait, hold on. Let me turn it down a little bit. All right, relax a little bit. All right, one tablespoon in, two more to go.
She had me at butter, by the way.
She is always on Beat Bobby Flay.
Oh, okay.
She is, and she's always messing with him, and it's so funny.
Oh, she seems delightful, the video I was watching.
She is. She's really, very, very good.
Yeah.
She's fun to watch on the Food Network.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Let's go back to our Mind Jam trivia. We've got here. Oh, I have to bring up because I didn't print it. I got to bring it up this way, and let me go back to there. And our Mind Jam trivia is: this popular American condiment contains titanium dioxide. It's killers, and it's also in sunscreen.
Hmm.
So they put titanium dioxide in this condiment and sunscreen. What is that condiment? Do we have any guesses?
We do. We have several people have guessed mustard.
Oh, okay.
We also have Texas Pete. That's a good
Texas
guess.
Texas Pete. Yeah. All right, not bad.
And relish has been guessed.
Relish.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll get to it.
Yeah. You may be surprised and you may be a little disappointed. Right. We'll tell you the answer.
Oh, I know
up.
Somebody who's definitely going to be disappointed.
Yeah.
The young man that used to live with us, our foster child.
Well,
we're a lot of this stuff.
We're gonna. And now you'll know why I always make it homemade. So we'll have the answer coming up.
The Morning Jam with Janet and Mark. We are the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
Meet the SPLC, the largest anti-religious liberty group in America, the radical group that sues Christians all over the country, and a group that hates Donald Trump. Listen for yourself as their leader attacked President Trump 2 years ago.
He ran a campaign marked by bigotry, xenophobia, crude racial stereotypes, anti-Semitism, and tweets from the gutter of the neo-Nazi world.
Now, for the truly crazy part. Last year, Republican candidate for governor Glenn Youngkin began raising money for this radical anti-Trump group. You heard that right. Glenn Youngkin raised money for this radical anti-Trump group. Youngkin even sent a letter to all his employees, asking them to give money to this group, who compared Trump to Nazis. And now, 1 year later, Glenn Youngkin wants Republicans to vote for him to be governor. Yeah, right.
This ad was paid for by Patriot Leadership Trust.
Hi, I'm Sherry Brady with Apex Home Loans. With all the talk about today's low interest rates, you may have wondered whether now might be a good time for you to refinance your home loan. If so, I would love to talk with you about it and discover how I can best help you. I'll create an in-depth analysis for you, comparing your current loan to several refinance options and taking into consideration your long and short-term plans. Then I'll make recommendations to you as to what I believe the best solution would be to accomplish your goals. I have more than 20 years' experience helping people obtain the best home loan possible, and I would love to help you too. Ready to explore your options? Then visit our website at lynchburglender.com to connect with me online, or you can call or text me directly at 434-238-8984. Again, that's online at lynchburglender.com, or call or text me at 434-238-8984.
Sherry Brady, NMLS ID 217258, Apex Home Loans, NMLS ID 2884, NMLS ConsumerAccess.org.
I'll be yours until the sun doesn't shine, till time stands still, until the winds don't blow. When today is just a memory to me, I know.
Are the Morning Jam.
How's that for a rejoin on a Friday?
I love me some Restless Heart. Yeah. I'm so glad they
this
had a birthday today.
One.
Yeah, they were so good.
Yeah.
I really enjoy country music in the 80s. Yeah. It was just good stuff.
Yeah.
Very much so. Lots of answers with our Mind Jam trivia this morning.
Okay.
None of them were right, but we had lots of guesses.
Well, and the question was, this popular American condiment contains titanium dioxide, which is used in sunscreen. Mm-hmm. What is that condiment? What were some of our guesses?
We had a lot of people guessed mustard.
Okay.
And then we had horseradish sauce that was guessed.
Mm-hmm.
And relish was guessed. Texas Pete. But the answer was...
Ding, ding.
Ranch.
this young boy that lived with us, Janet, he wanted ranch on everything.
There's a lot of people out there who eat a lot of ranch.
And he would mix buffalo sauce
with it.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I don't. Yeah, I'm afraid there was going to be some kind of a chemical reaction.
My little niece, she eats it on eggs.
Mm-hmm.
My boys would dip a pizza crust in it.
Okay.
I mean, they would eat it on everything.
Sure.
But ranch dressing often contains titanium dioxide, which is what is used in sunscreen to give it its bright white color.
Okay, so give us a prequel to your Five and Dine. I know it's not ranch dressing, but how would you, if you had to do a Five and Dine on ranch dressing?
Well, I do make homemade ranch dressing all the time, and it's not that hard to do.
You of course, need, Dill's is
Dill seed.
Duke's, sorry.
Well, Duke's is the base.
Yeah, it's
of
the
course.
Base, right?
Right, and you need quite a bit of dill weed that you put over in there, and you put a little milk in there, and then I use like a Mrs. Dash, it doesn't have the salt in it,
right?
But it's got the flavoring, so I'll put that over in there,
okay.
And then I'll salt it to my taste and crack black pepper,
okay.
And get it the consistency you want and put it in the fridge. And you can even put in sometimes I'll put in a squeeze of lemon if I have it,
okay.
If not, a couple drops of white wine vinegar, and you've got a beautiful ranch, and
okay.
It doesn't have any of the additional sunscreen or
right.
anything
right.
in there. But I will say. And I always make homemade ranch whenever I do anything that is ranch worthy.
Mm-hmm.
But when my niece came over, I presented her some of my homemade ranch,
mm-hmm.
which she looked at that very suspiciously and then said, "Pass the sunscreen," because she wanted the bottled stuff. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, it was a little insulting, but, she's six. So.
You were talking about a beautiful ranch. Let's talk about a beautiful yard for a minute.
Okay.
You're worried about your ugly lawn. Don't have time to mess with it, with your shrubs
and mulch. This is the time of year you want to have
exactly.
your yard looking great.
Exactly. Looking for help on household chores, brush removal, pressure washing, larger scale trash disposal. And we had somebody reach out to us after the show the other day on Facebook saying, "I need to make sure that I have Adam Williams' phone number right." And he shot it back to me and said, "You nailed it." He wanted to talk to the Weed Man. So you can call the Weed Man, Adam Williams, at 434-664-9582, the Weed Man Lawn Care and Landscaping, to help you with all your lawn care and the beauty, the household chores. We're
right.
getting ready to do a big project in our mudroom. I have my own dump trailer, Adam, although my wife said, "Why don't we call Adam and talk to him about our yard, which is looking pretty pitiful
well,
right now."
Well, the thing about it is everybody needs everybody needs an Adam in their speed dial.
Yeah, that's the truth.
Don't put him in as the Weed Man because that could get, not until after July. Because
my wife is asking me yesterday, "Are we allowed to have like four pot plants each, which would make eight at our house?" And of course, if you include your dogs at your house, you could have a whole stinking forest.
But we digress. Just put Adam in your speed dial because he's going to be able to take care of anything.
Yes.
That you need.
And especially for those, we have somebody like a Ruth Ann,
mm-hmm.
for example,
right.
who wants to move some stuff, and she just doesn't have the physical ability right now.
Right.
She had brain surgery. Ruth Ann's 80 years old, which is hard to believe to begin
with.
But if she wanted some things removed, she could reach out. Or a single mom who just doesn't have an extra set of hands.
Mm-hmm.
Adam will help you with those kinds of things as well.
Yeah. So anyway, a great person mm-hmm. and worthy of a phone call.
Yep.
All right. We've got Kimberly McBroom. She's going to be coming up with some interesting stories. The story's about the police cars.
2 days in a row.
So 2 days in a row, we thought for sure something had gotten messed up.
For sure.
Because there were a couple of police officers in Roanoke
right.
who had crashed into each other.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then there was apparently another set of police officers who crashed into each other in Lynchburg.
Yeah, and that car ended up on its side. Lynchburg PD.
This happens in 3 Southside. Please be careful.
Yeah, really.
Odds of that?
She's
going to
cover it though at the bottom of the hour.
Yeah, so we'll take a look at that.
We've got some interesting stuff.
I have a little bit, a
cool story about a guy that overcame addictions by working out becoming fit, using that muscle to overcome his addiction to drugs and alcohol. Good story.
That's
changed
great.
His life.
Well, we're also going to be talking later on this morning at 7 o'clock. Marco Galbraith, he's our go-to gun guy
mm-hmm.
as far as he teaches situational awareness
yep.
and works at keeping people safe.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to talk about two situations that happened in the last 24 hours
right.
and how maybe that could have been avoided. And how some of the big corporations are trying to shut down people
mm-hmm.
Who are trying to protect through situational awareness.
Right.
We've got a lot to talk about this
morning. Yeah, and it's our nonprofit Friday. We'll talk to the folks at the Greater Lynchburg Meals on Wheels around 7:35 today. So a lot packed into the show. So we hope you can stick around for that. We'd love to have it. CBS News Brief coming up next. It's the Morning Jam on Friday with Mark Lamb and
Janet Rose.
CBS News Brief. An employee of a cabinet manufacturing company brought a gun to work in Bryan, Texas, and started firing. Police say he killed one person and injured five others. Chief Eric Buskey.
It's very complex because you have a whole number of workers at the warehouse, and so we're sorting through all that and interviewing witnesses and talking to people that know what happened.
Problems after Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccines were administered caused two vaccination sites to shut down early. CBS's Adriana Diaz.
Several patients at a mass vaccination site in North Carolina suffered immediate reactions. On Wednesday, 11 people had adverse reactions in Denver, ranging from dizziness to nausea.
Prosecution witness Dr. George Tobin gave this testimony at Derek Chauvin's trial about how George Floyd died.
A healthy person subjected to what Mr. Floyd was subjected to would have died as a result of what he was subjected
CBS
to.
CBS News Brief, I'm Wendy Gillette.
Good morning. This is Kimberly McBroom in the WDBJ 7 Newsroom with your Virginia Talk Radio Network news update. Roanoke police are investigating after a woman was shot Thursday. However, officers don't know where it happened. Police found the woman on Roar Avenue around noon. She was treated by Roanoke Fire and EMS for a non-life-threatening injury. Police say the victim and the suspect know each other. No arrests have been made. And an update on another shooting that happened on Campbell Avenue in downtown Roanoke on Saturday. The 29-year-old victim from Roanoke has died of his injuries. This is now a homicide investigation. And two Lynchburg police vehicles crashed into one another Thursday evening. The two officers were responding to the same call when they collided at 5th and Clay Streets. One officer sustained minor injuries and had to be taken to the hospital. The other didn't have any injuries. I'm Kimberly McBroom. Join me for WDBJ 7 Morning from 4:30 until 7 every weekday morning. And join us from 7 to 9 on WZBJ 24.
These prices are absurd. I think I need an eye doctor.
No, you need the Weed Man.
The Weed Man?
Adam Williams, the Weed Man Lawn Care and Landscaping. Their prices are perfect for your business's bottom line. Call or text Adam Williams, the Weed Man Lawn Care and Landscaping, 434-664-9582. Year-round help for commercial project design, gardens, commercial landscaping, lawn installation and maintenance, plus mulching, mowing, and trimming.
I don't need an eye doctor. I need to call or text Adam Williams, the Weed Man Lawn Care and Landscaping, 434-664-9582.
Need a little good news in your life? Well, here's the deal.
State Farm has new, lower car insurance rates in Virginia, so you can now get the service and convenience of State Farm agents,
Lori Watkins,
and Mallory Teagarden at an even better price.
That's right. State Farm can help you save more cash and get the good neighbor service you deserve.
It's the real deal for car insurance. State Farm agents Mallory Teagarden in Lynchburg
and Lori Watkins in Alta Vista
are ready to help you save.
Like a good neighbor,
State Farm is there.
Is pouring down rain or blistering heat ruining your golf game? Not if Insane Radio Deals has anything to say about it. Our newest exclusive deal is For Everyone Golf Center, the number one indoor golf facility for Lynchburg and the surrounding areas. Perfect your game with instruments that measure distance, speed, backspin, and so much more. This $27 value can be yours for the super low deal of only $13.99. Supplies are limited, so claim yours today. Only at InsaneRadioDeals.com. It's time for your Morning Jam forecast, brought to you by WDBJ7.
I'm meteorologist Brent Wyatt. Clouds linger today, along with a chance of scattered showers and afternoon storms, highs at 68. Some of those could linger into the evening, but will taper off tonight with a low of 55. Saturday, mainly cloudy skies, a little warmer with a high of 73, and we'll bring back a chance of showers and storms late in the day. Those continue into Saturday night with low temperatures in the upper 50s.
55 degrees in Lynchburg and Bedford, 57 in Roanoke and Salem, 57 in Danville.
Danville nurse honored with Extraordinary Nurse Award. Jordan Powell, RN, was honored Thursday with the Daisy Award for Extraordinary Nurses. She was nominated for going above and beyond treating a five-year-old patient. The award award is part of a DAISIES Foundation program to recognize superhuman effort nurses performing everyday tasks. Her positive attitude and willingness to help others is what defines being an extraordinary nurse to receive this DAISY award. So congratulations to a nurse on the South Side, Jordan Powell. Way to go.
After crews from Galax and Carroll County spent Thursday evening battling a structure fire encompassing a outbuilding, a vehicle, and the residents, a family of six ended up being displaced. This happened around 6 o'clock yesterday. They were notified of the fire at the intersection of Pear Tree Court and Piper's Gap Road. However, word came in of a vehicle fire at the intersection of Cliffview Road and Fry's Road. Due to the simultaneous emergencies, the department says 9 personnel responded to the structure fire, 7 to the vehicle, and quickly extinguished the fully involved pickup truck. When they arrived at the scene of the structure fire, units found an outbuilding fully involved in flames, which had already spread to a vehicle and the residents. Again, the family has been displaced and are getting help there locally.
So in Vinton, we've got an old building that looked like it was just going to be continuing to deteriorate and just completely, maybe even collapse. The Vinton Town Council has given the go-ahead for a major redevelopment project earlier this week to rezone the Gish Mill site. It stands at the gateway to Vinton on Gusnick's Boulevard and hides a hidden story. It's been vacant since 2014. The old mill sat there decaying for years. And Vinton was actually called Gilmish before it became Vinton in 1884. So this building, Janet, is being refurbished. They're giving the go-ahead to turn it into Speakeasy Lodging and Creekside Patio, and that'll be coming to Vinton in the days ahead. Pretty exciting to see this old building. It's an old barn-looking building with a lean-to off the side being redeveloped for a good use and bring the historical aspect into the town of Vinton.
Well, Liberty University President Jerry Prevost announced yesterday that Thomas Road Baptist Church senior pastor Jonathan Falwell has been named as the university's new campus pastor. Falwell will replace David Nasser, who announced earlier this week he is resigning from the position as senior vice president for spiritual development. Jonathan Falwell said on his social media yesterday he is grateful for the opportunity to help shepherd Liberty University in its original mission of training young champions for Christ, and says that this responsibility will not rest with me alone. LU spiritual mission is the responsibility of thousands of staff, faculty, and students there at the university. He will continue to be pastor at Thomas Road Baptist Church.
And you know, Jonathan has I've had the opportunity to meet him over the years. He used to come to the radio station that I worked at for a number of years, and he would come and record their minute that they did, and which still airs, and had a chance to meet some of his entourage. Is funny. It's a bunch of old guys that have been around Thomas Road, and I don't mean to say that in a derogatory way, because I'm one of those old guys. I'm 62. So, but some of the faces that came in with them that day were a couple of stalwart folks that have been around Thomas Road for years. So Jonathan has a good cast of characters around him, I think, to keep him accountable and will help him carry this load. And I see it as a good move.
Very different dynamic from Jerry Jr.
Oh yeah, definitely.
So
definitely.
So I think this is probably going to be good for the university. So yeah. We will see, and certainly wish him well.
Yeah, and the school's been doing pretty good. I mean, I think they just re-signed their basketball coach, Coach McKay, who's done a fantastic job. We have Breeze was just being interviewed yesterday by our own the Fast Lane with Ed. And I think he's going to have him on the show today. He recorded it yesterday. But a lot of cool things tied in with NASCAR and William Byron with Liberty. So a lot of good things happening. Ed Lane, the Fast Lane.
That's right.
I lost his last name for just a moment.
How could you?
It's old age. Just those old guys I was talking about.
I was like, the name of the show is The Fast Lane. How could you miss?
I ran into somebody I haven't seen in a number of years at Sam's yesterday. Got some stuff at Sam's, and I thought it was him. And so I sort of, Sam's is a big place, okay?
Yeah, okay.
So I had to talk to the guy at the tire center, and I saw this fellow walk in. And I said, okay, that's got to be Bob. So I literally walked all over the store. I had to get a few things. And my wife says,
Have they started sampling back?
No, sampling's not back, but toilet paper and paper towels.
So it probably went faster than it normally does. Yeah. Okay.
Well, no grazing was going
right.
on
okay.
yesterday.
Okay, gotcha.
But I decided to pick up some toilet paper and paper towels since it's now out on the floor. For the longest time, you couldn't get it.
It was behind it. It was like the cigarettes. It was like
behind
it. Yeah,
I mean, it was guarded with guys with AK-47s
right.
or something.
That's
I don't
right.
know. But I finally ran into Bob. We had a great conversation. And Bob's an older gentleman. I didn't realize he's 74 and he's still out there working. And just neat to run into old friends he haven't seen in a while. So like my wife says... She goes to Sam's to buy things.
Right. I go to
reconnect or build relationships with people I haven't met yet.
That you haven't met yet. Oh, my gosh.
So, I'm that guy.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So you have to take like 5 hours to run some quick errands if you're going with Mark Lamb.
Set aside some time.
Yeah.
Because you never know who we might run into.
Do you have something fun planned for the weekend? Or are you going to work all weekend?
Well, it is going to be, it'll be fun, but it could be tense. I mean, it could be one of these kind of scenarios, you know, where I have to do this because my wife and I are going to be working in the mudroom.
Do y'all not work well together?
Shut up!
Anyway,
I have a feeling if you do that, you're going to wake up on the floor.
A bruise on my head or something.
Probably.
But yeah, we're going to work either in the mudroom, which is the cat's room.
Okay.
If it's raining, or we're going to... finish building the cages that are going over our bales of hay that we're going to grow things out of those bales.
Yeah, I'm going to be doing a lot of gardening stuff.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
But I did see something that, you know, I may have to try to talk my Mark into a road trip.
Oh, really?
Yes.
What?
Because there is this farm in Kentucky
uh-huh.
where you can hug and play with fluffy cows.
Fluffy cows?
Yeah, they're very fluffy. I don't know what kind of cows they are, but they're very, very fluffy. And and you just can't help but want to hug them. And now you can. It's right outside of Louisville, TC uh-huh. Highlands Farm.
Right.
And they breed Highland cattle. Oh, that's why.
Highland
they're
cattle.
They're the shaggy okay. little short-leg cattle.
Oh,
oh my gosh.
What are they called again?
Highland cattle.
Highland cattle.
Yes.
Well, I've been looking up titanium dioxide.
This is
now it's Highland
cattle. Highland cattle. They are so, so cute.
Okay.
And they have meet and greets and little photo
sessions.
Wait a minute.
You got to be careful with that one.
Meet and greets?
Yeah. Meet and greet.
No! M-E-E-T!
Sorry.
Stop!
I'm sorry. No, now that I'm looking at them, they look like hippies left over from the 60s.
Yes, little tiny ones. They're
so
cute.
This one's got steer horns. Holy...
these are little baby ones at this place.
Okay.
They're like little...
Oh, like
they're
these.
Little short
okay.
ones, yeah.
I can see... Wow, they are. They are like a sheepdog of the cow family.
Yeah, they're really, really cute. And you can also apparently people keep Scottish Highland cows as pets.
How do they see where they're going?
Well, I'm sure they give them little haircuts. They're probably like my dogs. They are so cute. I would love to pet.
Oh my god! You got to post this online.
I will. I'll put it on our face because we need stories like this.
Oh my gosh, we do
too.
Yeah.
I love them. Yeah. I mean, I've petted goats.
Okay.
I know there are places you can go and pet goats.
Right.
But I've never petted a Highland cow.
Oh,
but
wow.
now I want to. This yeah. one needs some hair gel. He's
well,
having
look
issues.
Look at this one. He's showing his front teeth, his buck teeth. That one's cute. I'm going to turn my monitor back.
We're going to post it on our Facebook page.
Wow.
So you can enjoy it as much as we have.
Yeah.
See, I need to talk to like our farmers and see... I know. I bet Teresa would let me pet some of her cows.
Yeah.
Yeah. We need a cow petting session.
Okay.
My blood pressure would go down significantly if I could do that. You want to see them, go to our Facebook page. It's the Morning Jam on VTRN.
You want to veg out. Go with the cows. That way it's not that whole meat thing going on.
Right. Well,
veg out with the cows.
If I hung out with these guys very much, I would never, ever eat meat again.
I'd be playing me some soft southern rock or something like that.
Yeah, they're really, really cute.
It would really fit.
It's time for Janet's 5 and Dine on the Morning Jam. Give her 5 minutes, and she'll give you some great inspiration for a delicious meal tonight.
Well, the temperatures are so nice, we have been grilling like crazy. Today's recipe is for a grilled pork chop with a spicy peach glaze.
Ooh.
So yummy. You're going to start by brining your chops. Now, we like boneless chops, and like them a little thicker. You can do thick pork chops or thinner pork chops. It just depends on what your preference is. Of course, you have to adjust your time accordingly. Mm-hmm. You're going to start by brining your pork chops in 1/4 cup of table salt, 4 cups of water, and about 6 pork chops. And you're also going to put some coarse black pepper in there as well. You're going to let them soak for at least 30 minutes, up to 2 hours. It's really going to make them tender and delicious if you do that brine on them. Meanwhile, right before you start grilling those pork chops, you're going to make the glaze out of 1/2 cup of a dry white wine. A Chardonnay will work just fine, just whatever you have on hand. 1/2 cup of dry white wine, 1/4 cup of peach jam, 1 jalapeno sliced lengthwise, and take those seeds out. Now, if you want to really pack in the heat, leave the seeds in. 1/4 teaspoon of red pepper flakes and 1 tablespoon of butter. You're going to simmer that in a saucepan until everything is melted together, and then set it aside. Remove your pork chops from the brine and pat them dry, and then you're going to preheat all grill burners on high for about 10 or 15 minutes. This will keep them from sticking when you put the pork chops on there. And you're going to put your pork chops on a turn and rotate the chops every 5 minutes until you get to the desired doneness. Use your thermometer there, depending on the thickness, is going to depend on your length of time. And then after you get them kind of grilled at the very end, you're going to start brushing that glaze on each side of the pork chop, and you're going to do that the last 2 turns with the glaze. A lot of people will glaze too early, and then that ends up getting burned and not as flavorful, perhaps, okay, as it could be. So you want to see the recipe? You want to see all the recipes that we do here on the show? You can go to Facebook and you can type in Janet's 5 and Dine. You'll see all of our recipes. You just want to see today's recipe? Go to our Facebook page, The Morning Jam on VTRN.
You put it on your toast and on the radio at daybreak. The Morning Jam, 6 to 9 a.m.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with news and commentary next.
Virginia teachers, take the lead in education with up to 64% off your graduate degree at Liberty University. This year has forced you to innovate, adapt, overcome, and you've not only risen to the challenge, you've crushed it. Now help education emerge from this crisis stronger than ever with your MAT or MED degree. Our transfer-friendly degree programs are 100% online and start as low as $282 per credit hour. It's our thanks for all you do for our future. To learn more, text TEACHER to 49595. That's TEACHER to 49595.
The author of a beloved children's classic begged forgiveness from the cancel culture mob after they got triggered by a graphic novel he wrote in 2010. The Adventures of Ook and Gluck was written by Dav Pilkey, now banished from bookstores and libraries because of harmful racial stereotypes to Asian readers. The book is a spinoff of Captain Underpants, a beloved children's classic. It's about a martial arts instructor who teaches cavemen kung fu, think Hong Kong fooey. An Asian American parent started a petition demanding the book be removed because it was offensive to his culture. The publisher announced they were pulling the book. The author profusely apologized, promised to give lots of money to Asian American causes. So far, the cancel culture jihadists have claimed books written by Mark Twain, Harper Lee, Laura Ingalls Wilder, and most recently, Dr. Seuss. And soon, one day very soon, the mob will come a-knocking on your front door. Just ask Captain Underpants. I'm Todd Starnes.
The woke liberal mob wants to defund the police and bring anarchy to our commonwealth. These radical Democrats pose a grave threat to your community and your family. Conservative outsider Pete Snyder will stand shoulder to shoulder with Virginia law enforcement and crack down on violent rioters and Antifa terrorists. Pete Snyder is the law and order conservative running for governor. Here's Pete Snyder.
Liberal extremists brought their chaos and destruction to Virginia. Today, many small businesses are still boarded up. When we needed them the most, Northam and the career politicians failed to lead.
Woke rioters burning our neighborhoods and shattering dreams? Not on my watch. I'm Pete Snyder, and I'll always fund and respect our heroes in blue. I'm bringing something new to Richmond: strong, decisive leadership.
Conservative outsider Pete Snyder, backing our police, tough on crime.
I'm Pete Snyder, candidate for governor, and I paid for and authorized this ad.
People all over Virginia are winning print and play faster than you can say 45.8 million dollars, which is exactly how much players have won last year playing print and play games. From the mountains to the coast and everywhere in between, players are winning instant prizes with print and play games, including rolling jackpot. Could you be Virginia's next big winner? Pick up your own print and play game today. For print and play game information, visit VALottery.com.
Noticed that my magazine subscriptions have changed. I don't get People magazine anymore because I don't know any of the people in People. Who are these people? I don't care. I stopped getting Cosmo a long time ago because they had those little quizzes in there. Ooh, what's your lovemaking style? I don't know. I'm 55. I got 3 kids. I got 2 jobs. Here's my lovemaking style. You want to do what? Like right now? I have so much to do. I have a list. You're not on it. Sorry. Sorry. There's that magazine called Real Simple, and everything in it is just real hard. Create your own cactus garden. No. Make your bathroom a sanctuary. Have you seen my bathroom? No. Now, my favorite magazine right now is called Garden and Gun. And it is a real magazine for middle-aged Southern women who like to pull weeds and contemplate who we want to shoot right in the head.
I'm just saying. Okay, so the first time I saw Garden and Guns,
oh my gosh,
was I was over at my friend Stevie's house, and she's just got this beautiful home mm-hmm. over in Boonesboro. Right. She's got her magnolia trees in the front.
Part of the garden tour.
Yeah, really. And I'm sitting in her parlor. No, it wasn't the parlor. But I look over, and I was like, oh, this, that Gardens and Guns. Okay. So appropriate. I like it. I like it a lot.
Gardens and Guns.
Mm-hmm. Gardens and Guns. All right, got a few texts here. Gonna share.
Okay.
With you. Says Mark, what the heck are steer horns? LOL. Female cows have horns too. Janet, yes.
That's how you steer them.
Come over next weekend and pet and feed treats to my cows. Okay.
Wow.
Send me your address. I'll be right over.
I don't know all the.
I used to call the cows. We used to have cows that were across from us.
Right. They had cell phones.
I would call to them.
Oh, call and they to would them. Come,
they
call them.
They would come to the right. to the fence, mm-hmm. and I would pet them.
Right.
And one of them, her number was like 32, okay. and she was so sweet. And she would come over, and I would rub her nose, and I love them.
Yeah.
They're really, really sweet.
So in your Five and Dine, you kept referring to this thing called brine, I think.
Was it? Yeah.
What is
brining?
Brining. What is brining?
You don't brine thing. Brine is.
I don't even know what it's called. Kind of like a steer horn.
Well, you've marinated things.
Right. Okay.
So it's kind of like marinating.
Right.
But it's not.
Okay.
It's more like just water based. It's like usually it's water and salt and some herbs.
Okay.
And I used to brine my turkey all the time. I would brine my turkey for several days before Thanksgiving.
Okay.
And it would give it a really great flavor.
Right.
But then I discovered I can get the same flavor by just soaking my turkey in champagne while I'm cooking
it. Wait a minute.
Yeah. That's what
soaking
I do.
Soaking it in champagne?
When I roast my turkey, I fill it with a bunch of veggies.
Right.
I put the carrots and the celery and the onion and all that. And I season it really, really well.
Mm-hmm.
And then I put it in a roasting bag and I pour a bottle of champagne over it.
Right.
Roast it breast side down. Mm-hmm. And it's perfect every time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Champagne.
So I don't fool with brining a turkey anymore.
Okay.
I just buy a really cheap bottle of champagne.
I bet you the turkeys that show up at your house are...
They're
going with a smile on their face.
I'll tell you what's really popular is the gravy on Thanksgiving.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Some more gravy.
My Baptist family going, this is the best gravy I've ever had.
I was going to say, what if you,
You can't get drunk on gravy. Right.
Probably don't tell them it's been baptized. We're Baptists. We baptized our turkeys in champagne.
That's
for
exactly.
3 days, you know, or whatever. Anyway, okay. So it's a Friday. Mm-hmm. We've got a lot of ground to cover today. A lot happening in the area of the Second Amendment. Joe Biden came out and did some executive orders yesterday, which would cause it to be a problem. As a matter of fact, I'm going to tease it now, and because we're bringing Marco in mm-hmm. right at the top of the next hour. So Tucker Carlson did a pretty good job covering this Second Amendment, saying that, a lot of us became, if we have these particular ghost guns, they call them, mm-hmm. became felons overnight.
Biden claimed that firearms purchased at gun shows are exempt from background checks. That's a lie, as anyone who's ever been to a gun show can tell you. Joe Biden claimed that gun manufacturers have total immunity against lawsuits. That's also a lie. Gun manufacturers get sued all the time. Ask them, etc. So it was a speech aimed to mislead rather than to inform. Before he announced how he plans to restrict your Second Amendment rights, Joe Biden wanted to remind you that those rights are not real in the first place. They are not, as he put it, absolute.
Nothing I'm about to recommend in any way impinges on the Second Amendment. They're phony arguments suggesting that these are Second Amendment rights at stake for what we're talking about. But no amendment to the Constitution is absolute.
You heard the sirens in the background responding to the skyrocketing crime rate in the city he presides over. But the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. That's the promise in the U.S. Constitution. But according to Joe Biden, it's still not an absolute right, despite what the text says. No, that right is subject to his approval and his interpretation. Joe Biden is in charge of the Constitution now. Joe Biden defines its terms. And Joe Biden has decided that something called stabilizing braces can no longer be allowed. Now, a stabilizing brace is used by target shooters to hold heavy firearms. They play zero role in the murder epidemic now underway in our cities. Then why is Joe Biden banning them without the approval of Congress? Probably because up to 40 million law-abiding Americans own this device. And under this order, Joe Biden's order, every one of those people will have to alert federal authorities and pay hundreds of dollars in fines for the crime of owning a harmless piece of plastic that was legal yesterday. And if they don't comply, Joe Biden's federal authorities can then drag them off in handcuffs, seize their property, and charge them with a felony. So with a single stroke of a pen, Joe Biden just turned tens of millions of overwhelmingly Republican voters into criminals. Is it starting to make sense now? Think about that for a minute, and you'll begin to understand why the Democratic Party is so focused on what they call weapons of war.
There you go, Janet.
Bringing us all together.
Yes, Marco in the studio, getting him a little bit early. He heard part of that anyway.
Yeah. If Republicans become felons, we can't vote.
Yeah.
So that's
then maybe they'll change that.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
because if you've murdered somebody now,
you can vote.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, at least in Virginia.
Yeah. Probably Republicans wouldn't be able to, though.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, probably. There's going to be a clause for that. That'd be an executive action order.
Well, and the other thing that he said that has really gotten people worked up is he's like, you know, no amendment to the Constitution is absolute.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I heard that. I was like, are you kidding?
Yeah. Yeah. You just keep on dividing it up there.
Yeah.
Joe.
And is that the AFT or the ATF?
Oh, I know. We have that audio, too. Yeah, he called the ATF, AFT.
You're the president. You don't know your own, one of the biggest organizations in the country.
Well, he thinks he's been, you know, serving for 100 years.
He didn't know
years.
Who his defense secretary was either a few
over
weeks ago.
That building, the Pentagon. So, yeah, that's an important building to know, too.
Yeah. All right, we're going to be back, given a little tease of Marco Gabbarth from T4 Tactics. We're going to have him in. Coming right after the news at the top of the hour. It's Friday. It's the Morning Jam. I'm Mark Lamb.
And I'm Janet Rose. Thanks so much for joining us on this Friday.